it's gone.
This one has no switch.
Good morning to all. The March meeting of the New York State Racing and Wagering Board at Schenectady, New York, which is headquarters to the Mega Millions winners. Chairman John Sabini, joined by board members Daniel Hogan and Charles Diamond. We will open the meeting with public comment period. If anyone has anything to say, the mic is open. Seeing no great rush to the microphone, I will ask Acting Secretary Kristen Buckley to call the agenda.
Club meeting to order at 11:03. The first item is Saratoga Harness 2011 track and simulcast license application.
Excuse me, we need to do the minutes first, my dear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Approve the minutes of the board meeting held on February 24th, 2011.
So moved.
All those in favor of approving the minutes?
Aye.
Next item.
Items previously approved or deferred by the chair. There's 100. Items previously approved, denied, or deferred by the board. There's 2. The first item, items to be approved, denied, or deferred by the board will be 9. And the first item being Saratoga Harness 2011 track and simulcast license application.
Mr. Casaravola.
Thank you, Chairman. Staff has reviewed Saratoga's track and simulcast license application and has deemed it to now be substantially complete. The last of the required information was just recently received. Saratoga has applied for 171 racing programs for the 2011 racing season, which is in excess of the minimum required amounts under sections 307 and 318 of the racing law, one of the few tracks that race more than the required minimum. Last year, the board approved 170 race days in 2010 and 170 again in 2009. Assistant Counsel William Sekelic reviewed the CAFO documentation that was submitted along with the application and noted no material issues. A separate letter has been issued by staff regarding the requirements of the SAS 70 type audit of their tote system. And they had submitted the substantially complete information pursuant to section 5100.23D regarding the track security plan over the tote system. Based on the information presented, Saratoga is recommending approval of the applications.
Tom, substantially complete means that you've already had a chance to review the SAS 70?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, we reviewed them all. For all the tracks, actually, are done this year.
Oh, they're all done?
All the SAS 70s have been completed and reviewed this year, yes.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, just for the board's information, the language SAS Type 2 audit report has been replaced by a more updated version.
Right, that goes into effect this year, not until June of this year.
So, in effect, the conditions that the board is imposing here are, typically imposes for track licenses about the submission of an SAS 270, SAS Type 2 report will be replaced by
the equipment.
New language,
yeah.
For the equipment.
Right.
In June that happened?
Yes.
Other questions or comments from the board?
Was there a fire inspection?
Mr. Diamond.
Thank you, Chairman. Was there a fire inspection issue with Saratoga Harness?
There was, in that completed fire inspection was submitted last week as part of the package here. I think it's right behind my my most recent memo. That shows that
okay.
It's been completed and in compliance.
Thank you.
Other questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move on the Saratoga Harness 2011 track and simulcast license application. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item.
Finger Lakes 2011 track and simulcast license application.
Mr. Casaravola.
Thank you, Chairman. Staff has reviewed Finger Lakes track and simulcast license application for the year and has received the last of the required information and found the application now to be substantially complete. Finger Lakes is applying for 163 racing programs for the 2011 racing season. This exceeds the statutory required minimum under Section 236 of 145 days, so this is, I think, one of the other tracks that exceed the statutory minimum. And the racing programs requesting for this year are the same as in the prior 2 years. Again, Mr. Sekelic has reviewed the CAFO documentation submitted with the application and noted no material issues. The SAS 70 audit report has been reviewed by staff and deemed to be substantially complete. The tote security plan submitted with the application has also been reviewed and found to be in substantial compliance. Staff recommends approval of the application.
Questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we'll move to Finger Lakes application for a license for track and simulcast 2011. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Next item.
Gordon Downs 2011 track and simulcast license application.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Chairman. Vernon Downs has submitted his 2011 track and simulcast application. Staff has reviewed the application and found it to be substantially complete, with the exception of the requirement of having a horseman's contract with the representative horseman's group. The current contract expires today, and they're submitting for race dates to begin on April 15th, which is approximately 2 weeks from today. I know there's been ongoing negotiations, and Assistant Counsel Rick Goodell has been involved in assisting to try to mediate the matter. They've been unable to come to an agreement as of now. Therefore, staff is recommending that the board assign the April race dates that have been requested for this month only, while the groups continue to try to negotiate a settlement on the agreement. It should be noted that absent of a horseman's agreement, should they wish to continue to export their signal, they will need to obtain specific authorization from their representative horseman's group to do so. Otherwise, they won't be able to.
Let me first thank Assistant Counsel Rick Goodell for his work on this. Some of the verbiage in the negotiations has referenced fights for freedom in Libya and Egypt as being symbolic to negotiations at Vernon Downs. I'm sorry, it results in quite that kind of verbiage, but Rick has done an excellent job. And I will note for the board members that Mr. Goodell was also presented a citation that the Racing Commissioners International Convention in New Orleans last week for his good work on the compact. So congratulations to you on that. Questions or comments on the pending one-month license for Vernon Downs by board members?
Yes.
Comments.
Mr. Casaragola, so in the absence of with the expired agreement today, this has been brought up in the negotiations, or maybe Rick's the guy to ask, so they know that they're going to have to do these agreements for all the exports?
Yeah, that's part of the actually Interstate Horse Racing Act requirement, and they have in the past indicated such approvals, but I would recommend that we make it clear in the board's approval of race dates today that maybe that would be not a bad idea to remind them of that requirement.
And as you said, that's federal law.
Right.
Well, what will actually happen here is that the board has already approved many of the requested exports from Vernon Downs,
right,
in anticipation of the opening. It's actually the responsibility of the guest jurisdiction, the commission or board in that jurisdiction, to verify that the horsemen in New York, representative horsemen in New York, have issued an approval for that. So even in those instances where this board has approved the simulcast export to various sites in the United States, that export can't take place unless the guest state has
right.
verification. So the control mechanism really rests outside the state.
Right. Other questions or comments from the board? Mr. Goodell.
I just recommend that the board include, if it does assign race dates, that the Vernon Downs racetrack comply to the extent applicable with the previous contract in terms of the purse allocations and stuff.
Right. Right. That's understood, I believe. Okay, hearing no other questions or comments, we'll move the item Vernon Downs track and simulcast license application through the end of April 2011. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Finger Lakes Racetrack 2011 Racing Officials.
Mr. Castro-Gola.
Thank you. And Finger Lakes has submitted a request to approve 16 racing officials for their 2011 racing season. The officials requested are essentially the same individuals that racing officials that they had last year that were approved by the board. Staff has performed its limited suitability review of each of the individuals presented and found no substantial issues or derogatory information, with the exception of one of the individuals that is listed on here on their request for the placing judge and alternate horse identifier and clerk of scales position. There is some...
Hey, Tom, I don't think we should talk about what the issue that arose.
No, I was just going to say that he submitted some information information to consider for the application.
And we think that that's a suitable condition?
I think it's staff's position that the current status of matters should not preclude approval at this time, and staff will follow up and monitor the situation as the meet progresses.
Mm-hmm. For me. Sorry, Tom. Mm-hmm.
That's it. Questions or comments? Further questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we will move the item on Finger Lakes Racetrack Racing Officials for the 2011 meet. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Item's approved. Next item.
Western Regional OTB, New Easy Bet, McKenzie's Irish Pub, Rochester, New York.
Mr. Castro-Gola.
Thank you. Western submitted a request to amend their plan of operation to authorize the operation of an Easy Bet facility at McKenzie's Irish Pub, which is located in Rochester or Monroe County. Suitability review is conducted on the establishment and the principles. Consists of personal history disclosure form, financial disclosures, personal tax returns, credit history, business record, criminal history, and various background checks, including having the principal's fingerprints reviewed. McKenzie's Irish Pub holds a valid liquor license, a background check with the State Liquor Authority. Been disclosed that the applicant has just recently settled violations that occurred in 2006 regarding serving alcohol to minors. That was actually settled last week. The applicant has another pending violation, which occurred in October of 2009, that is currently pending before the SLA. The term of the agreement is submitted by Western OTB and McKenzie's is for 1 year and can be extended at Western's option for an additional year. Should the board approve the request, staff recommends the approval include the same standard conditions for other Easy Bet applicants, which are listed here on the staff's request.
Questions or comments from the board?
I hope to understand.
Mr. Diamond.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I hope to understand that underage betting is also illegal.
We'll make that clear.
Mr. Firestick.
Thank you. In light of the violations that occurred here and the fact that it's a pending one, I would recommend that the board consider a condition whereby the corporation operating the McKenzie's Irish Pub be required to immediately notify Western Regional OTB, which in turn would be required to notify the board of the issuance of any violations and disposition of those, so that there'd be a way to monitor the...
In advance of a license renewal or anything like that?
Yes.
Isn't that mechanism in place already?
It should be in place, but I'm not sure if it's I'm not sure that it's properly followed by all of the entities in the absence of a specific condition reminding.
Okay. Is that agreeable?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've got general issues with even saying yes to this. They got a pending violation. They had, you know, the one, how, do you know what the settlement was?
The settlement was, for the two violations, was a fine of $5,000.
So no closure, just a $5,000 fine.
Correct. Right, they have a valid liquor license.
Correct, and the pending one is for serving unlimited amount of drinks during a set period of time.
Well, tipsy McSwagger.
Right.
I mean, I'll go along with somewhat hesitation. This one, when I was reading about it, I mean, you know, this is the kind of thing we look for, and it's the kind of things that I think, and while they've settled with the state liquor board and all that, I mean, it's just, to me, it's the bad image that any type of gambling gets, and particularly the OTB type of stuff. If, you know, we're putting it in a place where their record isn't pristine in this. So, you know, with one pending, I don't know. That's just my feeling. I mean, I...
Well, we can put them on notice, though, with the condition.
Correct? Well, I think they're going to be on notice as a result of this now.
Well, they have a valid SLA license.
Yeah.
And they're not going to lose the pending violation. Doesn't sound like it's going to be something that's going to cost them their SLA license, correct?
I'm not sure the what procedures they have in place or the conditions that they have for violations, but it appears that it would not be the case.
And if they lose their SLA license, they're going to close anyway.
Right.
So, I mean,
or they could get a suspension.
Right.
And in terms of that.
Right.
Like I said, I'm, you know, doesn't send a great signal to me, but I guess I can go along with it, and I think we just need to keep an eye on them.
So let me then suggest that we put on the stipulation as outlined by counsel that they notify Western Regional OTB immediately of any violations from the State Liquor Authority as condition on this license, and that Western in turn would notify us.
Right.
Agreed?
Yep.
Okay. So I will then call the question on the Western Regional OTB Easy Bet at McKenzie's Irish Pub as amended. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Item is approved. Next item.
Civic Regional OTB New Quick Bet McSully Enterprises, Southampton, New York.
Mr. Casaragola.
This application was received from Suffolk Regional Off-Track Betting Corporation on February 22nd of this year. Should be noted that this is this application is also included in Suffolk OTB's proposed reorganization plan to address their financial position. Staff performed a review of the suitability of the corporation as well as its principals. Southampton Public House holds a valid liquor license. All the information that had been submitted has been disclosed, or excuse me, has been reviewed and found to have no substantial adverse findings, with the exception of a search of public records did find that there was recently issued 3 New York State tax warrants issued in relation to this application, which total a little over $44,000. We obtained a copy of a settlement agreement that they have reached with New York State Department of Tax and Finance, that Tax and Finance has accepted. Therefore, that's the application is before the board for consideration, since Tax and Finance has accepted the payment plan, which is to go for 1 year, or excuse me, for 3 years. The term of the agreement that Suffolk has with this entity is for 1 year and may be renewed annually at Suffolk OTB's options. Staff is requesting, if the board approves this application, to have include the standard conditions, which are listed in the memo, in addition to that similar requirement of this entity that notification of its, if it violates or is unable to meet its obligation under the repayment plan with the state tax and finance, that such notification be provided to Suffolk, who would in turn provide that information to us.
Can you outline for the board the role that this application has in Suffolk Regional OTB's plan moving forward in light of their filing for bankruptcy?
Generally, what Suffolk OTB's plan envisions is that Four of their existing branches are to close, and one is closed, I think, just this past week, and three more are scheduled to close within about the next month. The plan is that they're going to make an effort to shift handle from those standing branches to closer facilities and new EasyBet facilities that they're hoped to have before the board to try to maintain as much of that handle as possible. And this is one of the branches, excuse me, one of the EasyBets that they're proposing that'll help enable them to do that. So it is part of their proposed plan.
And the branch, is one of the branch closings on the South Fork of Long Island?
Yes.
Okay. So that this would, in effect, because of the geography of Long Island being where it is, if you're on the South Fork, you're kind of isolated. This would help to recapture some of that lost revenue, as well as, you know, there's an EasyBet in Montauk, I believe, too, that we've approved.
I believe you're correct, yes. And then, yeah, that's part of their projection.
You live there, too.
Yeah. Questions or comments from the board?
Just
Mr. Hogan.
So say we get notified 6 months down the road, they fail to make a payment, and, you know, which I would assume would upset their agreement with tax department, and we get notified. Would we do a suspension of them at that point?
Would probably, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I believe staff would recommend that the board rescind the approval because it's a condition of the approval that, or the board could make it an explicit condition of the approval that satisfactory compliance with the settlement agreement continue.
I like that.
Probably be padlocked.
I like that.
Right?
Yeah, they may have bigger problems than us at that point.
Yeah, right. It'd probably be padlocked.
Well, I mean, my concern would be is that they do have bigger rights in terms of that, you know, there's the money that's coming in that's supposed to go, you know, into the racing till it doesn't go into something else.
Does this entity have a lottery license?
I don't believe it does, or we would have done a review with it. I'm sorry, yeah, it does. The Division of Lottery disclosed it never had a retailer at this location.
So no.
So no, they don't have anything.
Okay.
The owners of this, I think this entity also own like a micro brewing company. This is a smaller part of their larger business dealings.
No, I mean, only to address the concern about where the money's going. If lottery sweeps people's accounts, and if the money isn't there that matches the amount of tickets mm-hmm. sold, the machine gets turned off. So,
yeah, I like the way Bob is explaining that as a condition. And I can leave it there. I'm good with that.
You want to restate that condition, Mr. Firestone?
Yes, the condition would be that the entity here, the Southampton Public House, and or its corporate ownership, would be required as a condition of this approval to continue to comply with the settlement and or payment arrangements made with the New York State Department of Taxation and Finance contained in the installment payment agreement, to resolve that three outstanding tax warrants. And I would also include in the conditions the what was previously stated about notification to the OTB Corporation, which then would in turn notify us of any delinquency, so we would have a mechanism to enforce.
And it would lead to the suspension of the approval?
Yes.
Okay, by me.
The members are okay with that condition? Okay, well, let's move the item if there are no other questions or comments. South Regional OTB Quick Bet Location McSully's Enterprises of Southampton with an amended condition. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Items approved as amended. Next item.
Capital District Regional OTB request to modify agreement with Money Movers of America.
Mr. Casaragola.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the last of the items I have to present to the board today. This is application from Capital OTB, dated February 22nd, 2011. Basically, it's to requesting approval to update an existing agreement that they have with Money Movers of America and to modify it to allow them to now process electronic fund transfer withdrawals through the use of Money Movers. Currently, they use Money Movers of America to provide check verification and deposit services to Capital OTB. This agreement extends the services to provide electronic fund transfers. A summary of the agreement is provided. Staff recommends the board approve Capital's request.
And I'll note for the record that Money Movers of America is also used by, I believe, Saratoga Harness, correct?
That's correct. Actually, I think there's several of the paramutual entities in New York use Money Movers.
We've approved them recently, is there any reason?
Yeah. Correct, yeah, and we've recently done a limited suitability review of them as well.
Right, and they were favorably reviewed by staff.
That the one existed before, which was not really verification. So.
Okay.
It's a good thing.
Right, that is correct.
One of the things that came out of that, and it's part of the move that Capital OTB took in. So,
questions or comments from the board? Hearing none, we're going to move the item on Capital District Regional OTB's request to modify the agreement. Money Movers of America, all those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Next item, the People's Court opens.
In the matter of Ernest G. Paravallo.
Mr. Feierstein.
Thank you, Chairman. This matter involves the case of Ernest Paravallo, who was served with an order to show cause that required him to respond to charges seeking relief in the nature of fines, ineligibility for a license and a bar from entering or running horses and a bar from admission to New York tracks. The relief that was sought by the Office of Counsel is based upon conduct alleging the following: severe mistreatment of horses stabled at a farm under Mr. Paragallo's control, his conviction of 33 crimes pursuant to Section 353 of the New York State Agriculture and Markets Law, willfully causing or permitting a horse to be entered and started in race meetings in New York on numerous occasions when Mr. Paravallo knew or had reason to believe the horse was not a qualified horse in relation to disclosure of and licensing of owners, and the commission of many improper, corrupt, and fraudulent acts in relation to the entry and start of Paranex stable horses that were owned by him and not those who were falsely disclosed, registered, and licensed. There was a hearing scheduled and held before Clemente Parenti as the board's designated hearing officer. The hearing officer has submitted the report, which you have before you, in which he recommends that the board conclude that Mr. Paravallo violated the board rules cited in the report and that Mr. Paravallo be permanently prohibited from obtaining a license from the Racing and Wagering Board. The board has before it the record, which includes the transcript and the exhibits.
And with regard to Mr. Paragallo's criminal case, do we have any news as to what has transpired with that?
Yes, there was an appeal by Mr. Paragallo to the New York State Supreme Court Appellate Division for the Third Judicial Department, which is here in Albany. By a decision which is dated today and entered today, that appellate court affirmed the judgment of the trial court and remitted the matter to the Greene County Court for further proceedings pursuant to the criminal procedure law.
That will result in him continuing his sentence, I would suspect.
I presume in due course he will be returned to custody.
Okay, questions or comments from the board members? Actually, before that, let me just say that I concur with the recommendation and findings and sanction that the hearing officer has outlined. In addition to the sanction of permanent prohibition from obtaining a license, I would like to ask the following sanctions that are part of the relief sought by the Office of Counsel: that Ernest Paragallo should be permanently barred from subscribing for, entering, or running any horse, whether as an agent or under his own name or otherwise, and that Ernest Paragallo should be permanently denied admission to the grounds of any licensed or franchised New York State racetrack, whether as a patron, guest, or otherwise. These additional sanctions are warranted, I believe, by the nature and gravity of the matters that gave rise to this proceeding in the first place, and I believe that someone like him is going to be placing the business of paramutual wagering or racing, and certainly shouldn't be around animals.
Comments from the board? Questions?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Dynam.
Thank you. Let me just echo the sentiments of Chairman Savini and also mention that, as we are all aware, the reprehensible actions of Mr. Perigallo depriving horses of the very basic minimum standards, food, veterinary care, and shelter is despicable. The 33 misdemeanor counts for which Mr. Perigallo has been convicted of overdriving, torturing, injuring animals, failure to provide sustenance, among others, is proof that the legislature, in my opinion, at some point in time should consider treatment of horses in this manner in regard a felony. And Mr. Perigallo's disregard for, blatant disregard for New York State rules, regulations, and statutes is, as I said, blatant. It is some relief that Mr. Perigallo will be banned from any horse racing or related activity for his lifetime in New York State. And it is my hope that every state in this country will reciprocate and agree with this board that the racing industry is better off without the likes of Mr. Perigallo.
Other questions or comments?
Well, I just wanted to note, once again, I'll be the double echo in agreeing with your statement, and that note that shortly after this matter came to light, I went down and visited the farm, and it was, well, and a lot of the horses had been taken out, and it was still a very, very sad sight, you know, seeing those horses with, you know, skin and bones, and it was rather distressing to see them in those types of conditions. So, I mean, I wish there was more we could do to him. Taking away horse racing, I think will probably, and even being a patron, will probably have a big impact on him. I'm hoping that, you know, the criminal action taken against him that's been affirmed today, that's all for the good as far as I'm concerned, and I hope that he spends the rest of his life, you know, paying for what he did here, because it's truly, it's sad, it's a black mark on the sport of horse racing.
All those in favor of affirming the hearing officer's recommendation?
Aye.
Aye. Item is approved. Next item.
Sorry, Chairman. The board is affirming the hearing officer's recommendation.
As amended with the additional sanctions I outlined. I'm sorry. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Next item.
In the matter of Linda J. Campanella.
Mr. Firestein.
Thank you. In this matter, Harness Racing General Services licensee Linda Campanella was served with an order to show cause. That order to show cause required her to demonstrate why the license should not be suspended or revoked in relation to then pending criminal charges for the crime of murder. She was subsequently convicted of that crime. There was a hearing scheduled and held before Mr. Parente as the designated hearing officer. Ms. Campanella did not appear for the hearing. The hearing officer submitted the report that, once again, the board has before it with the record. The hearing officer recommends that the board revoke Ms. Campanella's license.
I'll note, however, she had a pretty clean license.
They said she was a straight shooter.
The murder thing comes in the way.
That's the first murder we've had so far.
Can't show? She can't show.
No, sure, she's already there.
Yeah.
So
all of us in favor of the hearing officer's report?
Aye.
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 That's it for the agenda.
Any items for the board's information or discussion? There's 7 of them. And follow-up items previously approved with 1.
I just wanted to congratulate those lucky 7 state workers that won the Mega Millions downstairs today. So good luck to them. Hope they do good things and
on the opening day of baseball.
On all that happy note, and let's hope that Mr. Goodell doesn't get lent out to his cousin for negotiations with the NFL, where they could use him probably. We'll now close the meeting at
11:36.
Meeting is adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you very much for that.
I did. 11:03. Yeah, I did. And then I went right into the room. the number D.
Joe Cutie.
I like that.
I wonder if it's the same Joe Cutie. I didn't know.
Yeah, I had to go back.
They all work the DHCR, right?
Still live, folks.
You think you might know who he is?
I do. I think he's a former Woodley resident.
I mean, he's from Mike's place. Hey, the mics may still be on, folks, if you're having any kind of discussion.
I just want to make a respect.